book, The New World Religion. Again, your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. So you can get it on our website, saveus.org. Speaking of deception, you all are aware of my book that came out a year ago, Seduction of the Saints, that synthesizes many of these things in a series of chapters called The Isms of Our Time, and then moving into how this globalization is coming together in its final expression. So, again, thank you to Gary for joining us here on the program, and I want to urge you to become a partner with us, because day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Day after day. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us. This is important, friends. This is ultimate business. This is ultimate business, to proclaim the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Remember, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the whole earth, and then shall the end come. Be part of that. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. In the middle of it all, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Thanks for joining us. God bless you, and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grossmeyer. Viewpoint is...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you live from the beautiful hills overlooking picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Just great. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you with us. I've been away for a few days and just getting caught up on what's been going on. What's been going on from your point of view?
Boy, we've had a little bit of a pullback in gold. We've seen a little bit of weakness, but everyone knows that this is temporary. And, you know, of course, everyone believes that all markets are rigged, and that includes the gold market substantially. So they do not want to see the price of gold to rise. We closed out today on gold around 1187, and there's pretty strong resistance about 1152, but I think we'll just have to wait and see what happens there to see if, you know, demand has been strong, and so it should keep the pressure on gold around this level. But it's a great buying opportunity for those who buy on dips and want to do a little cost averaging into their portfolios.
All right, fine. Well, certainly everybody keeps telling us that the economy is getting better. You know, we're over the worst part of this. Certainly, you go to the stores. Quite a few people in the stores are buying, not like it was, say, 6-9 months ago. But I think most people don't understand that certainly 80% of our population still has their jobs. Only, well, at the most, 20-22%, if you take in the underemployed, those given up work, looking for jobs. Only about 20% of the population is not employed, or certainly underemployed, is really being hurt badly by what's going on. But, of course, for the 80%, why, things are going on just as they always have. The only question is, what is going to happen in the coming months? Are things going to continue getting better and improving, or are we going into a double dip recession? What do you think?
I think we're definitely going into the double dip, and I mean, I can't imagine how anybody can believe that there is recovery. The only recovery has been created by the stimulus that they've been putting into the market by all these credits and discounts for mortgages and cars and washing machines and everything else. If the economy was really getting better and it was flowing down to mainstream, you wouldn't have had the jobless benefits extended I believe they extended it for, I don't know, was it for a significant amount of
time. I think it's 27 weeks, something like that.
Another 27 weeks. You know, so if the economy was getting better, they would have to do and add more stimulus. And even Bernanke, I believe, said today to Congress today that, you know, they will do what is necessary. They're trying to create the banks to lend more, but they're ready to do what's necessary to keep the economy flowing. So if we were in a recovery, I don't think those words would have been used, and the pocketbooks of Washington wouldn't have been open. So.
Well, but you see, Melody, the average American doesn't understand. They keep saying, oh, if we could just get the banks lending again, as if it's somehow the bank's fault. The small banks are not lending because the Federal Reserve System is paying them not to lend. That is the most incredible thing. For the first time in all history, they're being paid 3% interest on the reserves they deposit. The money is safe there, and the small banks are afraid to simply to make a lot of loans because they're not sure they're going to get their money back, and many of them are simply on the brink of insolvency because of all the collateralized debt obligations and the fraudulent bonds that they'd bought. Sure things, no way you could lose, at least that's what they were told. And the large banks are in on the scam. They really want to destroy our economy. That's why they're not lending, other than, of course, to the establishment, the businesses and corporations, but the small independent corporation that's trying to make a go of it, that has to have loans to survive, is being intentionally squeezed out and destroyed. And until people understand that there's an organized effort to destroy our economy, nothing really makes sense. Now, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom, and we'll welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty. Well, Melody, Sydney, have you seen sort of a pullback in the number of people who've been buying gold and silver temporarily, or do you think are they really stepping in and while the price is down, actually picking up the gold?
I think it's been a little like, you know, sort of like business as usual through the 4th. We had a couple of slow weeks with everyone on holiday and so forth, and but I've seen a definite pickup specifically. Earlier this week, so I believe things will be turning around. I think we had a little bit of the summer doldrums for pricing in gold. Coin prices are doing very well. I mean, sure, we've corrected from the highs of December, but they're holding up very well compared to what the bullion prices are doing. I mean, they're not having any huge gains, but when you have a dip a little bit like we saw today in the coins, we had a $6 dip in gold today, and coins are up $10 and $15. I think that's significant. And what's more significant is that the coin prices are telling us there's buyers, and the coin prices, because they went up against their bullion, is telling us that the demand is there and there's a short supply of coins. So even though we had a pullback in the coin prices since December when they hit their highs, it will not take, it's not going to take a long time or much strong demand to recapture the pullback that we've had. So it's a very strong indication.
Well, I think it's very important for people to understand that the central banks throughout the world are beginning for the first time in many years to accumulate gold. Why are they doing that? Because I think the central banks in China and in Brazil and India and in Russia realize, of course, that the whole my financial system is on the edge of a complete and total collapse. And that's why it's so vitally important that they want to protect themselves and their people. And unfortunately, the people here in the United States who are leading our society, the people who control both political parties, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, these people who make mockery out of the so-called democratic or electoral process, they seem to be intent upon destroying the economy of this country, of transferring our jobs, of transferring our wealth, of transferring our industrial and manufacturing capacity to other countries throughout the world. And unless people really understand that is the goal, why nothing going on makes sense? You have a lot of people who are looking at what's going on, Melody, and are questioning how you can make any sense out of it?
Many of the new buyers of gold feel that there's something going on. I don't think they really quite understand the concept, and that they don't understand that.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I was just asking Melody if the people really understood what is going on, because so many things going on just don't make any sense. And unless you understand that the people in charge of our government are intent upon destroying our economy, none of this makes sense. For instance, President Obama keeps saying he wants to make jobs, and yet, of course, he allows the EPA to cut off the water supply to the Central Valley of California, most of it. There, in we have 8 counties with over 20% unemployment. 1 in every 16 homes in the Central Valley of California is currently in foreclosure, and it's all because the Obama administration's cut off the water supply to the Central Valley of California, and we now have to import a lot of our fruits and vegetables that previously we were able to buy here. We used to be a major exporter of fruits and vegetables, and now we're becoming an importer, and it's all done intentionally. The Obama administration knows exactly what they're doing. The Obama administration, once they control the Chrysler and General Motors, demanded that they close down their distributors. Almost 3,000, I think it was 2,700 distributors were ordered. Now, remember, the Obama administration controls GM, they control Chrysler, and they told them to close down their distributors. And imagine there were 100 people working for every distributor. That's 300,000 people out of work. Almost 3,000 distributors and 100 people each. What's that? Almost 300,000 people that we're closing down out of work. Maybe 50. That's 150,000 people they intentionally put out of work. There was no advantage to it at all. If a distributor isn't making money, they go under. They intentionally put those people out of work, but they can't tell the American people that. Oh, what are your thoughts on that? You know, it's such a hard concept to believe that our leaders really are trying to destroy our economy. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely, they are. And, you know, you talk about, I have several customers that work with NASA, and they're cutting the funds going to NASA. They're going to have probably a total of about 30,000 people that are going to be let go. And so you're seeing all these different areas of this country that they're cutting. And then they're going to come back and they're going to take off our tax credits that we've had come January. That's going to put a huge dent into this economy. And to have all those, it's just unbelievable what some of those numbers will be and how it will affect the small business. And again, it's the small business, because they don't want the small business. They don't want the mom and pop shops in this country anymore. And another interesting article I just saw today is how China is beginning to open up plants and manufacturing and production plants here in this country. You know, they have all these dollars. Now they can come back and they can buy the old plants, or they can break ground. They can build plants. You have people who are hungry to go to work, so they'll probably go to work for whatever they're willing to pay. And it's very disturbing, because people won't say anything because they want jobs. And and they'll go to work for these companies, and there's the investment funds that are coming in from China is just unbelievable. The increase, I think the number was like $500 billion that they're going to be investing this year, and it's just our country is just being sold out from underneath us, and it just seems like there's very few people that really care or understand what's going on.
And I think it's so interesting. We are actually subsidizing the building of 5 nuclear power plants over there in communist China. They're going to be built by Westinghouse, which incidentally is now a Japanese corporation. It's no longer American. And, of course, but we are guaranteeing the loans to build those 5 nuclear power plants. And China, in turn, is going to build a couple of nuclear power plants for Pakistan. Oh, and we are incensed that the Pakistan, we're giving them money. We're giving them, I don't know how many billions of dollars a year. People over there don't pay any taxes. Why should they pay taxes when the American people will pay the taxes, so that we can have all this affluent money going into Pakistan? And now China is going to build a couple of nuclear power plants for them, paid for probably with American dollars. But we can't let the American people understand that. If they really understood the degree of treason, their whole idea is to build up the economy of the rest of the world and destroy the economy here. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right now we have Joe calling from Michigan. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, actually, I thought it was open line Wednesday, and so I didn't know. But it's a financially related question. You had actually explained this before in previous program, but I just want to make sure I got it right. I wanted you to explain in some detail the Goldman Sachs to, or excuse me, the AIG to Goldman Sachs funnel after, you know, with the $1 trillion stimulus package. I heard you explain it before.
Do you want to go ahead and address that, Melody?
You can do that if you'd like, Dr.
All right, fine. Well, basically, AIG, of course, the people in AIG, many of them have worked for Goldman Sachs. And basically, of course, the Goldman Sachs had a number of derivative contracts with AIG. In other words, whatever they were betting on, whether they're betting on collateralized debt obligations or something of the sort. And the bets went against AIG. So AIG was supposed then to pay Goldman Sachs. But AIG was faced with bankruptcy. They had they were totally bankrupt. We should have let them go bankrupt, but the establishment wouldn't allow that to happen. Because, of course, they said, oh, my goodness, if we let AIG go bankrupt, it could pull down the whole financial system. So what we're going to do is we're going to give AIG money. We gave them $185 billion. And then, of course, then AIG dutifully paid the money that was owed to Goldman Sachs on these derivative gambles. They were basically simply gambling debts, and they gave $12.5 billion to Goldman Sachs. They gave $12.5 billion to J.P. Morgan Chase. I think about $60 billion was taken from the American taxpayers under the TARP funds simply to give to these major banks who turned around and gave, I think it was Goldman Sachs, gave about $25 billion in bonuses to their employees, and J.P. Morgan Chase, similar amount, somewhere between $12.5 and $25 billion. I can't remember the exact figures. So what we basically were doing was having the taxpaying public of the United States funneling money to Goldman Sachs and to J.P. Morgan Chase and to Citigroup and Bank of America through the funnel of AIG. Well, what we should have done was just let AIG go bankrupt, and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase wouldn't have gotten any money. So basically what we are doing is using the American taxpayers to fund the major banks, and you're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place in all recorded history. Right today, the major banks control almost half of all the property value in the United States. The major banks, or at least the banks, control half of the property value of all the homes in the United States. That didn't happen by accident. And of course, as more and more people go into bankruptcy, why, of course, the banks are going to end up owning their property. It's a great scam, and the average American doesn't understand. This was all planned. It was done intentionally.
Do you think it would be safe to call all of that kind of like one of the biggest bank robberies in history by bankers?
Well, I would think so. What do you think, Melody?
Oh, absolutely. I would agree.
I think it's a great, great bank heist.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, anything else?
I'm not going to detail on it. I appreciate it.
God bless. Thanks so much. And that was Joe calling from Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Remember now, this is the live program. We've been gone for 4 or 5 days, but we're back now, and so we want people to know that. This is a live program, so you call in if you want to at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But understand that some people have said, well, look, why didn't the people at AIG tell Goldman Sachs, well, we'll give you 50 cents on the dollar. You know, we're having to borrow this money from the federal government. We'll give you 50 cents on the dollar. And Goldman Sachs would have jumped at that because the alternative would be have gotten nothing. But you see, all of these people are in bed together. And if you look at the Obama administration, it is already controlled by Goldman Sachs and the other major banking interests. They're already controlled by the Trilateral Commission. And of the 87 members of the North American chapter, you see the president of Goldman Sachs. You see the president of Citigroup. You see the president of the Bank of Israel. You see the president of the Bank of Canada, and of course Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase was until recently a member of that. He may well still be a member. I just didn't notice his name there, but it all ties in. It's one little clique. What are your thoughts on that? Melody, it's so difficult for people to really understand. There's a small group of people who really control the American government. They control both political parties, the banks, the corporations, the media, and of course they make mockery out of our electoral process.
Yes, they do. And, well, it's just, you know, some sort of a movie or you know, science fiction or whatever to think that if so few people do, but absolutely, just a handful of people rule the world. They rule everything along with the banks. And, you know, I was thinking perhaps the European people might be the first people to say no to these banks and to the situation that they placed everyone in. I don't know when the people here in this country will say no, that's enough, you know, we're not going to do it anymore. But I saw where a lot of the European countries, they don't want Goldman Sachs in there. They're eliminating their investment funds coming into their countries in various ways. So perhaps those people are beginning to say, no, we don't want you here because now they're looking to say, we still have to remember that a lot of these countries are all part of the central bank and they're still all part of the agenda. But I think maybe perhaps somewhere, some group of people might just have enough influence to perhaps maybe slow things down or maybe even change things.
Well, all we can do is hope and pray that a small voice out here may be getting the American people to begin to think and analyze, and certainly having you on and having Bob Chapman on every week, bringing people an understanding that there really is, I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, Bob calls it the Illuminati. It's all part and parcel of the same movement. It's been around for 5,000 years, and behind that are powerful, powerful spiritual forces. We'll be right back. Go ahead, Melody, Sydney. Is there anything else that you've seen recently that you'd like to bring up? Because there's so many things happen. Even being gone just simply a week, I come back and I'm simply amazed at the things that are transpiring.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. 844-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Cash poor states here in the United States, they've announced that they're not going to be able to pay the refund checks. People pay their income tax and they're entitled to a refund check, but they don't have the money to pay it. Two university professors recently calculated that the combined unfunded pension liabilities of the states here in the United States is $3.2 trillion. In other words, the pension funds are underfunded by that much. So what happens when people retire? Why, they're not going to get their money. They may get 70 cents on the dollar or 30 cents on the dollar, but certainly they're unfunded $3.2 trillion, and the states don't have the money to put in. Certainly, and that would include that corporations don't have money to put in, local cities don't have the money to put in, because they have to do one of two things. They have to start laying off police and firemen and closing down the very structures of their society and their schools, or put money into the pension funds. And which do you think they're going to do? Well, they're going to ignore the pension funds and, well, try to turn the responsibility over to the federal government, but the federal government doesn't have the funds. We have something called the Pension Guarantee Fund put out by the federal government, and they're supposed to guarantee the pensions if corporations go down. They've had a significant fund in the past, so that if a corporation did default on their pension liabilities, why, the United States government, their Pension Guarantee Fund, would pick it up. Unfortunately, there's $60 billion or more in debt last time I saw, and so there is no money there to actually to pay for the pension funds for the corporations that are defaulting. So we're going to see more and more people who thought that they were set for life suddenly come to the horrible realization that this is certainly not the case. We've lost something like 8 million private sector jobs since this recession began, and there's no certainly sign that they're going to be picking up over 360,000 people last month simply lost their jobs. 360,000 more lost their jobs than they got the jobs, so the negative flow was 360,000. And you can't have a recovery when more and more people are losing their jobs, when more and more people are losing their homes, when more and more small companies are simply having to shut down. All you need to do is go to a mall, any place, and you'll see so many stores there with empty windows in them. They've simply shut down. Do you find that in your area too, Melody?
You are beginning to see more and more of the little businesses that are closing the doors, and certainly there is no one replacing them. But what amazes a lot of people, Dr. Stans will tell me, is, you know, we went out Saturday night, we went to this restaurant, and it doesn't look like there's nothing wrong with the economy. I mean, people, the restaurants are full, the restaurants are packed. You know, there's people here, people there. And it's like it's just opposite of what they believe that it should be. And so people do get a mixed signal as far as what is happening and occurring in this country. But they have been able to keep that illusion going. And unless you're directly affected some way, they'll talk about it. They'll see the things happening. But then they see these other things that just kind of contradict. And it's very difficult to teach and to show people that it's, you know, it's, and people will continue to spend as though they're not hurting. They will continue to live on their credit cards and continue to try to keep their lifestyle to where it once was, even though they might have seen a depletion in a job or or pay cuts, or for the retired people, their pensions and so forth. So it's very difficult for people, and many have told me, Melody, I never thought at my age that I have to worry about my money. You know, we saved, we worked hard, now I'm in my 70s, and now I'm worrying about what to do with my money because I'm afraid it will not be there tomorrow.
Well, I think that's very true, and I think people who make the conventional types of investments are going to be in for a very real shock. I mean, the conventional investments, an annuity. What could be better than an annuity, a fixed amount of money for, you know, for the rest of your life, or being in bonds, or being certainly in money market funds, or being in stocks, or being have a pension that's going to pay you for the rest of your life, or an insurance policy that's going to give you some sort of annuity. But people don't understand. Everything has changed. There is a master plan. It's being certainly brought to bear today. It is intent upon destroying the economy of the United States, of the world. That's why they allowed all these fraudulent bonds, so-called mortgage-backed securities or collateralized debt obligations, bonds that they knew would fail. And Goldman Sachs knew they were going to fail because they sold them to their clients at the same time they were betting that they were going to fail. And Alan Greenspan knew what was going to happen. He told John Paulson and PIMCO what was going to happen. They made billions of dollars betting against the market that Alan Greenspan had created. We're going to be back here in just a moment, and we'll welcome your calls, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we have Melody on the line, Melody Cederstrom. We're just talking about what's happening, and Melody was saying that a lot of people simply could not believe, of course, that they were would ever be at this time of their life beginning to have to worry about their life savings. They thought they'd have enough money to last them the rest of their lives. But we are entering into totally uncharted waters, at least as far as the average individual is concerned, because they still imagine that the dollar has inherent value. And at one time, it was. It was backed by gold, but that is no longer the case. Well, let's go, of course, to Doug, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, we had Adam on the line, but he's not with us. We'll call him in just a moment, ask him as soon as we get back. With all of our listeners, ask Adam to come back. But right now, let's go to Doug calling from Spokane. Hi, Doug, how you doing? Hi, Doug, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing, Doctor? I love your show.
Well, thanks very much. Do you have a question or comment for Melody?
I've got two questions for you. I actually called in a while back when you had InfoWars guy. What was his name?
His name is Alex Jones.
Yeah, Alex Jones. Yeah, Alex Jones on the show. I have a couple questions I wanted to ask, but I didn't get a chance to ask. And I was driving home from Seattle. I just happened to remember them. My first question is, I thought at first there for a while that they were going to try and inflate our money system, but when you look at Fannie and Freddie, they own most of the home mortgage loans. Why would they try and inflate us? I think they're going to deflate us. But I'm trying to wonder what they're going to do after they deflate the money supply. I mean, obviously, cash will be king, but what do you think we should do?
All right. First of all, Melody, Doug wants to know, are they going to inflate? Or are we going to have deflation? Which way are we going?
I think we're going to see inflation. I mean, you cannot continue to pump all these dollars into the system. I mean, he announced today that he'll do whatever needs to be done to keep this recovery going a little bit. You have the taxpayers. We sunk into another $700 billion of aid into the financial system over the past year. So we're kind of up to, $3.744 trillion. And a lot of that increase was due to the government pledges that they supply capital to Fannie and Freddie. So you might see different market segments experience deflation, maybe others inflation, but you cannot continue. Inflation is a monetary policy, and with this monetary policy that they're coming with out of Washington is definitely inflation.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with Melody. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Doug calling us from Spokane. We had Adam calling us, and he got off the line. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Doug, you hang on for just a moment. I want to give Melody the opportunity to let people know how to get in touch with her. Melody does support Radio Liberty, and we appreciate that. Melody, how can people get in touch with you?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. Our telephone number, toll-free, is 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. We do archive radio programs there. There's articles that you can read. And if you're a beginner to gold and silver, there's information on how the process works. We always encourage you to call. If you're a seasoned buyer, there's still information on there that can help you with your purchases of gold and silver. And again, we always encourage you to call us. But our website, again, is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, fine. That's discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. One more time, your telephone number?
Is 1-800-375-4188.
All right, now Doug was simply asking, what are we going to have? Are we going to have inflation or are we going to have deflation? And that's a very legitimate question. Well, Doug, basically it will depend upon what the government does. If the government does not intervene at this point with another $1 trillion or $2 trillion of spending, why, we will sink into deflation because the economy, and the only reason we have any recovery in the economy now is because they've poured in several $1 trillion, Sydney. Oh, we had, of course, the TARP funds. That was $750 billion. Then we had the stimulus, and that was $867 billion. And then, of course, remember George Bush put in $150 billion stimulus or back there ways to try to keep the economy going. They have been trying to keep the economy going up until this point. The Bush administration cut the taxes to stimulate the economy to keep it going, but of course the day of reckoning is coming. Now, basically then the Federal Reserve System is given away, we don't know how much, probably a couple of $1 trillion. We don't even know who got it. I think we've actually given a lot of that money to European banks to keep those banks from collapsing. They've given it to our major banks here, but we have no idea what they've done with that, those trillions of dollars that they've invested. It's all a secret. We can't let the common people know because the elite do not want us to know what they're doing. And this is really what it's all about. The Federal Reserve System is a privately owned central bank. It's owned by the major banks, and they basically control the government today. Whoever controls the monetary policy controls the government. Now, Doug, there are two things that the government can do. One,
that was a good quote by the Rothschilds. My next question.
Well, but let me finish asking a question. If they do not put out any money at this point, we will go into deflation. If they put out $1 trillion or $2 trillion, why, we will keep this thing going for another couple of years, and then we will probably have hyperinflation, or certainly we will have significant inflation. So it will depend upon what the government does. If they start another stimulus bill, and whether they'll be able to get it through or not, I don't know. If they have it, they'll keep this thing going. We'll have inflation. If they do not do it, why, we'll go into deflation. In other words, if they do not start massive deficit spending. What was your next question?
My next question is, this is kind of a historical educational question. You might know the answer because I can't seem to find it anywhere. There's a theory out there, a conspiracy theory, that Captain Smith from the Titanic was a Jesuit, okay? I don't know much about the Jesuits yet. I haven't gotten there yet, started reading about them. But it was said that the men that were on the Titanic, Guggenheim, Astor, Strauss, all these men were totally against the Federal Reserve Act that was passed unconstitutionally in 1913, the beginning of our downfall. My question is, the theory is that Captain Smith was given orders by the Jesuits to sink that ship to get those men out of the way because they would have stood in the way of the Federal Reserve Act passing. Have you heard about much about this?
Melody, do you want to comment on that?
Actually, no, I haven't heard about that.
And I haven't heard about it either, but I think it is totally fallacious. I think it's a totally erroneous decision. I do not believe that they would ask the they would go to this extent. Not that they would not stop at killing people. I think they killed the people in the Twin Towers. I think they left our boys at Pearl Harbor to die. I think that they prolonged intentionally the Second World War by invading North Africa and Sicily and Italy just to prolong the war an extra year or so. That's why they took the gasoline away from Patton to extend the war another 6 months. But I really don't think that they took down the Titanic. I think there are a lot of theories out there designed to confuse you.
Do you know much about Astor, Guggenheim, or Strauss? Were those men against, you know, the main guys back then, Morgan, Rockefeller, Rothschild? Were they working with them? Were they working against them?
I really couldn't comment on it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I just don't think it's a very valid theory, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Ed, who's calling us from New Hartford, New York. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Ed, do you have a question or comment?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I always appreciate all your information. It's invaluable in my viewpoint. Anyway, I'd like to ask Melody what she really thinks about the level of the Dow. To me, it seems like it's affected more by the inflation. Looking back, say, 2 or 3 years ago, it would seem like if you had the same dollar value, it'd be down around 8,000 or something like that. It doesn't seem to me that we have a realistic level holding at 10,000.
No, I don't think so either, but 10,000 is sort of their magic number. It keeps people from panicking, and that's why the 10,000 is such an important number, and when it breaks, people take notice, and there'll be a big battle there. But you're right, when the Dow went to 14,000, it was inflationary numbers that pushed it up that high, and this time the market went to 6 to 11, I believe, in money that was funneled from the Federal Reserve and through Goldman's, and they're buying to keep the markets at these levels. So again, because you can't have the numbers. I mean, going from 6 to where we were at 11,000, I mean, it's just so unrealistic. But, you know, again, you have to look to the long-term picture, and I know that they cannot keep it at this level. Things will follow through. But the key thing is, and sure, I'm going to bring it right back to gold for the preservation of wealth. It's very important to get out of paper and into something that will preserve you against any falls in the market.
Is there coins, are they still available? It seems to me like there must be a shortage of coins by this time.
We go through periods of shortages because you have various periods of demand. We came into the summer doldrums. Sure, we just came out of Europe, where Europe was having, you know, the initial crisis. I mean, they're still having it, but the shock where people were, you know, running, and the Philharmonics, the Austrian print was, you know, couldn't keep up with demand and so forth. So you do have times where a product gets tight. The gold and silver market is a very small market. It doesn't take a lot of increased demand in order to have product taken off the shelf, but you still have, it's a two-way market. You also have sellers that brings product back into the market. That's your secondary market. So you can have shortages. It will not, but you can have product flow, and it will not take a lot of or a certain circumstance that happens. You see that Dow break down to 8,000, and yes, I believe you'll see shortages of gold coins, gold and silver coins again. So because I believe that demand will pick up significantly. That's why the coin prices, you know, we've had a drop in gold, but yet we still saw coin prices increase. That means the demand is there, and the wholesalers and the buyers and the manufacturers of coins, or the modern ones, and the ones who bring the coins back from Europe for the older ones, they know how quick it flies off the shelf, so they're actually hedging themselves and not allowing the prices to really depreciate more than what they have to, and they'll respond very quickly to increases in the demand. And you have to be real careful, too, because there's a lot of information, and you'll hear a lot of dealers who right away will sound the alarm that product is disappearing, they can't get this and can't get that. You have to be very careful because they're just trying to create a little bit of fear so people buy. I think it's something to be very well aware of. If you're looking to get into the market, I wouldn't be waiting, and we do see periods of shortage of product.
I think you're talking about the stock market. You have to understand the stock market is totally manipulated. There's something known as the Working Group on Financial Markets, or the Plunge Protection Team. You can go off of the Internet, you can check it out. And this was authorized by President Reagan back in the, 1987, somewhere there, just to prevent a run on the stock market, just to smooth it out. But of course, whenever you pass a law, it has unintended consequences. It was not really a law; it was an executive order. But they manipulate the stock market today. They manipulate the price of commodities. They manipulate the price of gold and silver. And this is done by a group of about five men. One comes from the Fed. One comes from the Treasury, as I remember. One comes from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York City. I think one from the Commodities Board, one from the SEC. And certainly they control the stock market. And if the stock market starts to drop dramatically, it'd be down 300 points some days. And then just in the last half hour, suddenly there'd be all these orders coming in from somewhere in the Cayman Islands, some fictitious source, and the market will end up $15 for the day. Well, you know this is manipulated. So remember, they're playing games with our mind. Everything is to control the reality of the American people. Right now, they don't want them to panic. When the time comes, they drop that market, the people will panic. And so as long as you understand it's all manipulated, they're controlling your reality and controlling your emotions, then, of course, you can act independently. But until you can begin to look beyond the obvious why you're not free, you're simply enslaved by the people who control the mass media. And as Edward Bernays said, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, the man who wrote a book called Propaganda in 1928. Anything else, Ed?
No, that was all right now. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan, and also Melody.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, why Melody be with us here for about another 10 minutes. And again, we're talking about what's going on financially. A totally rigged and manipulated market, but then they do this all throughout the world. Certainly they tell us that things are getting better over in Europe. Here a few weeks ago, everybody was concerned that the debt crisis in Europe is going to create a serious problem. And ladies and gentlemen, it is going to create a serious problem. We have certainly many of the banks over in Europe are certainly not financially stable. This is why our Federal Reserve System is shipping massive amounts of money to Europe to stabilize those banks. But then a lot of the countries over there are spending a lot more money than they're taking in. And you can only keep spending more money than you're taking in for a short period of time. And then you go out and you borrow money on the bond market. But what happens when you don't have enough money to pay the bonds back? And that's what happened to Greece. That was happening to Spain. That's certainly going on in Hungary today. That's going on in Ireland, in Italy, and certainly in Italy as well. All of these countries are spending more than they're taking in, this whole house of cards is going to come tumbling down, and it may very well be that the European Union, as we know it, will cease to exist, probably be the best thing that could possibly happen. But the other side doesn't want that. They want a chaotic situation all throughout the world, so nations will be forced to give up their sovereignty and merge into this one world government, one world religion. this is the ultimate goal, and when you understand that, everything makes sense. If you don't understand that there is an elite, that is the goal, then very little going on really makes sense today. And as the Obama administration keeps talking about wanting, of course, to get jobs and does everything they can to ship our factories overseas, as they did when they gave all that money to General Motors to open up new plants in communist China, and then close down the dealerships here in the United States and throw somewhere between 150 and 300,000 Americans out of work. They knew exactly what they were doing, but when they say one thing and they do the other, it's so hard for people to really believe that they would say one thing and do another. And when Ben Bernanke says, see, if we could just get the banks loaning, well, the best way to get them loaning is for the Federal Reserve to quit paying interest to the banks that deposit the reserves with them. They never paid it interest until recently, but now it's to the small banks' advantage. If they can borrow the money or get the money from the people at 1% and deposit with the Federal Reserve System at 3%, they get a 2% profit on every dollar they've got there. But, of course, if they have a deposit with the Federal Reserve, they cannot lend it out and use this 9-to-1 multiplier, which they're allowed to do. So they're intensively stopping the banks, preventing the banks, rewarding the banks for not lending. All the while they're telling us, oh, if we could just get the banks. We don't understand why the banks aren't lending. Haven't you run into this, Melody?
Yes, and it's funny you bring up GM, because I heard they had gone somewhere overseas to ask for loans, and I think it was both GM and Ford. There was two of them that I believe went to Germany to ask for loans, and they were actually turned down. So I thought that was quite interesting. But absolutely, and again, we keep going back to it is planned, it is designed, and it is for the destruction of this country. I truly believe that the euro, the European nations, it was created as a test market. I believe they always test, and they create things to test. I believe a lot, if we go back in time and see the various programs and movements and so forth, it was all to test the people to see how they would respond. And I believe the European, because I believe if you come into a one-world order, and you have the central banks and the governments come together, they're going to have to work with a similar program to where they have, you know, one interest rate, one currency, and to where it's accepted by all.
And I think it's really only a matter of time before they create this chaotic situation, whether it'll be a year, 2 years, 3 years, I don't know. But all you have to do is read Henry Kissinger's article. It was in the New York Times in January of 2009, called A Chance for a New World Order. If you can't find it, we'll be glad to send you one if you call us. But this is what it's all about. Henry Kissinger said, it's either chaos or you go along with our new international financial order. Well, Melody, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Stan. And if anybody has any questions, it's so important now. And there's a lot of different products out there, a lot of different...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Smaller domain name, but right now it's discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
I think that that's great. Get a smaller, a shorter name, something people can remember without
it's
any
question.
I can remember because we've gone over it so many times. But anyway, good night, Melody. God bless. We'll
talk
to you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. That was Melody Cedarstrom and Sydney. She does support Radio Liberty, but we really enjoy working with her. And we will tell you what, Sydney, she seems to take very, very good care of certainly all of our clients, and we get a lot of compliments people who've gone and worked with her. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is still primarily listener-supported. We have over 60 outlets every week, and we've got to keep them going. We certainly want people to continue to get the information they're not going to get elsewhere. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV, like the virus, and war. HIV war, 1-800-5-HIV war. And then, of course, we hope that you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll get our talk, and it was the last talk we gave last year. It was entitled The Specter Haunting America. And it goes into how these wicked people are destroying the lives of our children. And, of course, this is why 1 in 9 children has asthma, 1 in 11 or 12 children has severe allergies, 1 in 6 children has a learning disability, 1 in 60 boys has autism, 1 in 90 to 100 children has autism, certainly 1 in 450 children has type 1 diabetes, and hundreds of thousands have juvenile arthritis, and why there's so much autoimmune disease out there, and why we're seeing dementia and Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's at ever younger ages. You need to understand not only to protect the children, but protect yourself as well. So the talk is The Specter Haunting America. Two other excellent DVDs to go with that. One is called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And when you get that, you get a free CD-ROM in addition to the DVD. You get a free CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of scientific data on there that will show you that the government knows that they're poisoning the American people. But this wicked element within the Centers for Disease Control and the FDA and the NIH has a different agenda because they have an intense hatred for America. And you know a better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the health of its children? Same way, of course, with these genetically modified foods they're forcing on us. If you want information, we have a great four-tape set on genetically modified foods and a wonderful book. It's called Genetic Roulette. It's by Jeffrey Smith, and we recommend this. It's called Genetic Roulette, going into the background of genetic engineering of foods. And in Europe, they won't allow them. Here in America, they won't allow you to know that you're being poisoned with genetically modified foods because they attack fertility as well as, of course, your general health. And the scientific studies are there and the animal studies. So why are they allowing this for the people? Because they want population control. They want to destroy fertility for the same reason we're vaccinating all those little black and brown children throughout the world with mercury-laden vaccines, because it destroys fertility not only in this generation, but in generations yet unborn. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with organized evil. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget, we have an all-day seminar on October 17th right here in the Monterey Bay area. We got a great lineup of speakers, and you're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch. It goes from early in the morning to late in the evening, and well, we usually have an excellent turnout. We hope again this year. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, because if we don't turn back to God, we're going to lose this country. But please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and we're live this evening. I've been away for a few days, haven't done that for quite some time, but we had a wedding and wanted to go to that, and so we are live, though, and this evening we're going to be talking about something that is right now, of course, it's being done here in California, and it is going to be widespread spraying with an insecticide for a non-existent problem. Now, why would you want to use a dangerous chemical to spray for mosquitoes for the West Nile virus when, of course, West Nile virus infection is not a problem in California? That just doesn't make sense. But there's so many things that really don't make sense in the world today. Basically, there have been some meetings held at the national level talking about the importance, perhaps, of having aerial spraying with aluminum and doing widespread aerial spraying, and scientists are getting together talking about aluminum spraying of the to improve the health of our people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, aluminum is a deadly poison. Why would they be even considering going ahead and doing widespread spraying with the aluminum? And of course, what they've been using is aluminum and barium. They've been using it for a long time because that aluminum gets into the soil and is absorbed by the plants, and of course is toxic to you. Aluminum, along with mercury, is extremely toxic, and of course there is aluminum in almost every one of the vaccines you take today. Why would we be giving our people toxic dose of aluminum? Why would they be talking about chemtrails and using aluminum? And what's really going on today? Well, this evening we have with us Dr. Keith Howe, and Dr. Howe is certainly very, very concerned about what's going on as far as the plan here in the area north of where we live, up in the around the area of Santa Clara and certainly up towards San Francisco, of widespread spraying for mosquitoes to prevent the spread of West Nile virus. Dr. Howe, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, why don't you give us a little of the background, how you got involved in this? You know, most people sort of go along and shrug, well, the government's got to do it. It's got to be good. They would not be spraying unless, of course, there was a real problem. People are going to die of West Nile virus. Well, I think the average individual finds it very difficult to believe that there really might be people out there who would want to do us harm. But you pick up the story, tell us how you got involved, what the danger is, and why they want to spray for West Nile virus when there aren't any cases of West Nile virus.
Well, it began in 1997 for me when I saw the first chemtrails appear in the skies. And right over my office was where they hit it really hard. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then I also read your great article on population control. And that opened my eyes to what's going on. And then I started researching and finding out a lot of information about some of the human experimentation and other things that are going on. So by the time they started this West Nile virus, I was already suspicious of what was going on there, and I was aware that they do spray us. You know, the bacteria they sprayed off San Francisco and all the other radioactive materials in different cities throughout America where they do various experimentation.
Well, would you mind telling our listeners, because a lot of them may not know about the widespread spraying that was done up in San Francisco. This was done many years ago, but was with an organism that wasn't supposed to be pathological, but a lot of people got sick and at least one of them died, but they could never tell the American people the truth. Would you want to cover that subject?
All I can say is I believe it was released offshore.
It was released offshore by the Navy.
And it was San Francisco, and a lot of people got ill from it.
That's right. And basically, this was back in the 1950s. Well, they wanted to see what would happen if the enemy were to spray us with bacteria offshore, and some of the winds blow from the west towards the east. So they just sprayed us with a potentially pathological disease, and of course and you'll find this all described in the pamphlet we have called the Rockefeller Committee Report. It was put out by the United States Senate for the Veterans Administration. Everything was done to conceal this information. They've been using the American people and the American troops for guinea pigs for a long time. We'll be right back with Keith Howe as we talk about what's going on in California. Keith, you go right ahead and tell the story.
Okay. I have in front of me a copy of H.R. Bill 1119, Section 1078, and it's for National Defense and Authorization Act, Section 1078, Restrictions on the Use of Human Subjects for Testing of a Chemical or Biological Agent. A. Prohibitive Activities. The Secretary of Defense may not conduct, directly or by contract, number one, any test or experiment involving the use of a chemical agent or biological agent on civilian population, or, number two, any other testing of a chemical agent or biological agent on human subjects. Exception, subject to subsection C, D, and E, chemical agent or biological agent on human subjects, subjects to section C, D, and E, the prohibition in subsection A does not apply to a test or experiment carried out for any of the following purposes. Number one, any peaceful purpose that is related to a medical, therapeutical, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. Number two, any purpose that is directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological weapons and agents. Number three, any law enforcement purpose that including any purpose related to riot control. And then I skip forward a little bit, and it says, only if informed consent to the testing was obtained from each human subject in advance of the testing on that subject. And then we're going to go ahead a little bit more. Biological agent defined. In this section, the term biological agent means any microorganism, including bacteria, virus, fungi, rickettsiae, or protozoa, pathogen, organism, infective substance, any naturally occurring bioengineered or synthesized component of any such microorganism, pathogen, or infectious substance, whatever its origin or method of production, that is capable of causing death, disease, or other biological malfunction in humans, an animal, a plant, or another living organism, deterioration of food, water, equipment, supplies, materials of any kind, and deleterious alterations of the environment. Now, this was passed in November by Congress, 1997. That's right when the chemtrails started. And if you notice, what I said here is that for almost any reason or any excuse whatsoever, they can use these chemicals and biological agents on us as guinea pigs. However, there is one clause that requires informed consent. Now, the interesting thing about these meetings they had to inform the public that they were going to spray us is that they send out a little postcard giving you notice, and then they have a meeting, an open public forum where you can go in and get information and ask questions. I've been to...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Howe. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Dr. Keith Howe, he's talking about the aerial spraying that's planned. Now, is that going to be the peninsula around Santa Clara, San Francisco? What area they're going to be spraying?
This is going to be the Campbell San Jose area, and they sprayed the 13th about 10 days ago or so. What they do is they announce it, and then quickly they have a public meeting and then spray, so you don't have time to organize and do anything about it.
Well, basically, of course, Dr. Howe was reading the congressional law passed back in 1997 that said that you could not do this thing, you could not be spraying anything or doing any sort of experiments on the people without their consent, and then it listed all the reasons that you could do this for almost any reason you wanted to, but as long as you let the people know, they had to have informed consent. So what they do is they send out a little postcard and said, we're going to be doing this spraying, you know, and you can attend this meeting. But they do this very quickly so there will be no organized opposition. And then they go ahead and spray. Now, what was the chemical that they sprayed? Do you know?
It's pyrenone 25-5. And what that is it's a combination. The pesticide is 5% of it is pyrethrins. Okay, that's the poison. And what this does, it has what they call a knockdown effect. It stuns the bug and knocks it down by blocking cytochrome oxidase enzyme. It knocks them down. But to make it more effective, the 25% is added as piperonal butoxide. Now, what the piperonal butoxide does is blocks the enzymes in the insect, and it makes the pesticide part, the pyrethrins, 10 times more strong and effective.
Well, now, what does this do to human beings? What are the human studies on this?
Well, there's also 70% of unknown ingredients that are called inert ingredients that they don't even list. This particular pesticide is listed by the EPA as a Group C carcinogen, and we don't have any clue as to what the majority of it is, 70%, but those inert ingredients are often solvents and other chemicals that can cause cancer. And then when they're exposed to sun, chemical reactions happen, and even more toxic substances can be created from that, you know, in the future days. And as it evaporates, people and pets and everything will get exposed to it.
Well, now, basically, what is the justification for this widespread spraying?
Well, Dr. Stan, I'd like to know the answer to that, too. But when I went in and talked to these people, they insisted that it was because the West Nile virus was more of a threat than the pesticides was. And I told them and I confronted them and I said, if you go to the California official West Nile virus government website, it says that of all the people that actually get infected with West Nile virus, 80% don't even know it, 20% get mild flu-like symptoms, and less than 1% get any serious illness or encephalopathy, brain swelling, and that's generally in an aged or an immunocompromised person. So virtually, 1% of zero is zero.
Now, basically, how many people have died of West Nile virus here in California during the last year?
During the last years, there are zero, to my knowledge. There have only been two infections, which just were reported in the last week. So there were zero infections, period, in the state of California, and no deaths. Zero human infection.
Well, then why in heaven's name would they want to go to the expense and the potential danger of spraying an entire population? Because you're spraying areas where people are living, aren't they?
Isn't this populated area?
Why would you be spraying them with a potentially dangerous pesticide when there's no problem?
Well, not only telling them that, on their paperwork that they hand out, they say that no precautions are necessary. This is a procedure approved by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the state of California, and the county of Santa Clara. However, when you go to the material safety data sheet from the company that manufactures this, it says, emergency overview, caution, harmful by inhalation and if swallowed. Avoid breathing spray mist. Avoid contact with skin, eyes, and clothing. Now, to misrepresent the facts on the safety of a pesticide is a federal violation of federal law. So they stood up there and they repeatedly said this was safe and you didn't have to worry about it when it clearly is not. It can cause cancer, sterility. I have a wonderful paper here by nine scientists and medical doctors, and they got this put together, and it says, an open letter by concerned physicians and scientists. It has 40 references, scientific references, and they talk about the dangers here. The it is known that exposure to chemical pesticide residues, especially if chronic, even at low levels, can cause genetic damage, birth defects, disruption of hormone regulation, defective sexual development, brain damage, Parkinson's disease, allergies, exacerbation of asthma, cancer, and many other health problems.
And I think this is something people have to understand. We're seeing Parkinson's disease at a much younger level than we ever have before. Sometimes people 30 or 40 years of age are coming down with Parkinson's disease. Usually it used to be a disease only of the aged, but now increasingly prevalent. And one of the major causes of Parkinson's disease is pesticides. And those of you who have heard our discussions with Dr. Russell Blaylock will remember that we talk about the importance of pesticides, certainly of the diesel fuel, and certainly of the metals that they put into our vaccines, and the fluoride in the water, and all of these things. They all predispose to Parkinson's disease. But why would you spray people for a non-existent problem, an entire population? And well, what happened when you went to the meeting that where they presented this?
Well, when I went to the meeting, they sat up there and misrepresented it, and I had a handful of my research with me, and they were talking about the safety of it, and I said, that's a lie. I said, this whole issue is a fraud, and it ends with the question, why are you spraying when there's zero threat? When zero people have been infected, why are you using a toxic, the threat outweighs the benefit, okay? And why are you doing this when there's absolutely not one human case? What justifies spraying these toxic chemicals that are going to influence every pet, every human being, every child, every insect is going to be killed. The ladybugs fall from the trees by the thousands. I never knew there were so many until they sprayed and I saw them. And they tell people to leave the windows open because it's not a threat. Well, it sounds like human experimentation to me.
What was their response when you brought up these things and you had in your hand, I'm sure you're the scientific data, and I do hope, Keith, that you'll actually email me that or fax it to me because I'd like to have that on file and, of course, we'd like to have you talk to other audiences. People have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they are experimenting on the American people. They know what they're doing. That they just, I mean, the average public health officer doesn't. He just does what he's told. If he doesn't, he's going to lose his job. And any government official who speaks up against this is going to lose their job. And have you had a chance to talk to any of the people back at the EPA on this subject?
Not yet. I'm working my way up the ladder. But another interesting thing is that the people that were present there said, we don't want to be sprayed. And he said, we're not here to vote on it. You don't have a choice. The spraying will take place. And I said to him, that's in violation of the Nuremberg Code. And he said he's sick and tired of hearing about the Nuremberg
Code. Well, it doesn't matter whether he's sick and tired. I mean, it's a criminal activity. And you have his name. And certainly
yes, I do.
Okay, fine. Well, I think that maybe we ought to proceed with criminal actions against these people.
I told them, I served them with 2 pages quoting the California Penal Code, this H.R. 119, which requires informed consent, and also the Nuremberg Code, copies of those laws. And I told them, if you guys spray this, you can't do this without my formed consent. This is I am informing you of my non-consent and demand not to be sprayed. And this includes any possibility of blowover, where the winds may blow it. And if you do this, I told them at the meeting, I said, if you spray, I will bring criminal charges against you.
Now, basically, what was the response of the rest of the audience?
Basically, the audience, they didn't want to get sprayed, but they didn't know what to do. So I took in about 15-page handout, which I did at the other ones, and I handed it to them so they could look it over. They were angry and they were upset, but they didn't know what to do. So I gave them the fact sheets that tell you that there is no threat from the West Nile virus, and that even the government admits that it's not a threat to the vast majority that get it, and that the pesticides are not safe. And then they got mad, they got angry, and they started questioning them. So they changed the format of the next meeting, which we just had last night, and they put it in a police station in a very small room where we didn't have a public forum where we could question them in front of everybody because, I believe, because they got smothered with questions they couldn't answer. What the acting director said was, that our science reveals, and I said, well, where's the research? I've got research here that says the opposite. Where's your research? You keep saying our science, and we discuss. discovered. Another thing is that the laboratory assays that they do to determine if the virus is in there, a lot of those are not accurate. And not only that, Dr. Stan, if somebody goes to the hospital and they've been run over by a car and they die, and they find herpes virus in that person, did they die of herpes? You know, how do they know what they're saying here? I've got an article by one doctor, environmental guy, who's a PhD, who said that most of these birds are actually dying. He started testing them himself, and he found that they're actually dying of pesticide poisoning more than the West Nile virus, and that the pesticides actually make them more, it weakens their immune system and makes them more susceptible to getting the encephalitis, which is what they're supposedly protecting us from.
Well, now, are they doing this spraying in other areas of the state, you know, or just in your area?
No, I think this has been going on in previous years. I know they were doing it in lots of different areas of the state. You can go, they have some websites where you can go and you can find out what's going on in each of the counties and that.
Well, they tried, of course, to spray over here for the apple, I think it was the light brown apple moth, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, there was such an outcry from the people that they said, well, there's nothing to it, we're going to go ahead, doesn't matter what you said. And there was such an outcry from the people, and, of course, we had a radio station over here, several radio stations that ran the truth, and the people were so incensed, they finally said, well, if it isn't necessary anyway, we're not going to go ahead and do it. And, of course, it's going to destroy all the crops. Well, didn't destroy any of the crops. If they think it's going to destroy the crops, why not spray the area where the crops are? Why spray the people? Unless they have another agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, could it be that there really are evil and wicked people out there that want to destroy our health? Do they know, for instance, that the tin cans, every tin can that you have or that contains food is sprayed with, is lined with bisphenol, which of course is going to have a profound effect on the releasing female hormones in the males and create all sorts of reproductive problems? They've known this for 70 years. So why are they doing that? Is there another agenda? We'll be right back. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Keith, the important...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
In the name of protecting the people. We're from the government. We're going to protect you from the West Nile virus. The only thing is that nobody's died of West Nile virus in that area. But they're going to do it anyway because, of course, what they're from the government and they're so much smarter than the common people. And they say their scientists say it's perfectly safe. Well, Keith Howe has a great deal of information showing that the scientists, other scientists, have said how dangerous this is. And even the company that produces this will tell you that it is potentially dangerous. So why are they spraying this for a non-existent problem? Keith, do you have a website, information you'd like to get out where people could get the information you have?
People can contact me at my email. I don't have a website, an informational one. I'm making connections right now. If there are any attorneys out there, especially environmental attorneys, I'd love to have you get a hold of us. We're forming a group, and we have a lady from Pesticide Watch in San Francisco who's helping us to organize this. Her name is Elizabeth, and she can be reached at elizabeth@pesticidewatch.org. And we're having a meeting here Friday night in San Jose, and you can get the information and to where the meeting is. It'll be from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. in San Jose, where we're going to get together and organize and figure out effective ways of opposing this. I went to the Campbell, one of the officers, the mayor of Campbell wasn't in town, so I went to one of his assistants today, and he got a very warm reception, and he seemed genuinely concerned, and he said they didn't know about this.
Well, I think that this is what you have to do. If you can get the duly elected officials up in arms and let them know the people are up in arms, and that they're supposed to be there representing the people and protecting them, and this is a bizarre experiment, and this is all that it is. And you have to understand that they repeatedly experiment upon the people, and then they come up and they say, oh, shucks, well, we had no idea. Why, my goodness, it's somebody else's fault, not our fault at all. And the informed consent that's required, they can inform you, but unless you consent, why, of course, they don't have the right to do it. Now, I'm sure there must be some other way to bring a lawsuit other than to wait until you can prove their harm. What happens if the harm comes on 20 years from now?
And that's what the problem is. These things build up in the immune system and are opportunistic, and you may not get sick or get serious illness or cancer from that for, 20, 30 years. They have cumulative effect and are somewhat opportunistic. When your immune system gets weak or your liver gets overloaded, and then you get slain, and that's why one of the reasons we have such a high cancer rate here in this valley. Not only that, but they do up at Lawrence Livermore Lab in Tracy at site 300. They do open air radioactive blasts of 1,000 pounds of radioactive material every year, and they've been doing this since the 60s, and that's why we have the highest cancer rate in the nation in the Bay Area here, because you talk about dirty bombs and terrorists. Well, we don't have to worry about terrorists setting off a 2-pound dirty bomb, okay, because they're setting off 1,000 pounds of dirty bombs every year up at Tracy at Site 300 at Lawrence Livermore Labs, and it's open air where it just blows all over where the bay, wherever the wind may carry it.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you don't believe that the experiment on the American people, and specifically on the American servicemen, why, of course, we have an excellent pamphlet. We call it the Rockefeller Committee Report. Came out of the Veterans Administration in 1994, talking about all these experiments were done on people. I actually contacted the woman who did the report for the Veterans Administration subcommittee. And she was afraid to come onto my program. She had done a wonderful job, but, of course, it had been such a ruckus when this report came out, and everything was done to suppress it. And, in fact, I talked to the U.S. Printing Office, Publishing House, U.S. Printing Office, that only printed 35 copies for distribution to the general population. I bought 24 of those. They printed up more copies that would gave to the members of the senators who were on the committee. But as far as the general population, 35 copies. I said to the man, why did you only print 35 copies? This is so it's such an important report about how they're experimenting on American servicemen and on the public without their knowledge and consent. And the man responded, oh, well, it's so expensive to print these up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we bought them. Of course, we print them ourselves on a copy machine at relatively little cost. They did not want the American people to know. We call it the Rockefeller Committee Report. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We print this government report. We also have a four-tape set on vaccine A, the vaccine that they used, the experimental vaccine, that led to the Gulf War illness and the destruction of the lives of so many of our servicemen. Over almost 80,000 of the servicemen, over 10% of the servicemen we sent to the Gulf War in 1991, over 10% of them were dead as of a year and a half ago. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Dr. Keith Howe, and we're certainly talking about what's going on as far as the widespread spraying up there. Now, what about the newspapers? Have the newspapers or the television? Have you gone to the television stations and talked to them about this? And sometimes they'll give you a much better shake than the newspapers will.
When they did this in 2008, I was on the Channel 2 News. They gave me I don't know, 15, 20 seconds, and did a pretty good job. You know, they let me state that there's you know, the basic premise that West Nile virus is not a threat to human beings, and the pesticide is. This needs to be stopped. And for this one, after our first meeting, which was on the 13th, when we went in there and confronted them with all the facts and the scientific research, the people got really upset, and the Mercury News did a good, pretty good coverage here, and it was about a quarter of a page, and it says fogging in big, huge letters, fogging for West Nile virus stirs outrage, okay? And then after that, they reformatted it so that couldn't happen again, okay? So they put it in a small room with just the information tables so that they wouldn't be put in an embarrassing predicament there.
Well, were there a lot of people who turned out for the meeting who couldn't get in?
The first meeting, there may have been 35 people or something, and then the most recent meeting, it was pathetic. There were maybe 20 people, but these people don't understand, and that's what's important about your radio show and getting this information out there. If they understood what was going on and how dangerous these pesticides and chemicals and unknown substances they're spraying on us, they would have been there en masse. But they assume, like you said, oh, it must be good for us. So they, you know, they're from the government, and they wouldn't do anything like that. And you know, they must have researched it, and we trust them.
Well, I think that, of course, our founding fathers did not trust government, and certainly in the intervening years, 200 years or more, some very evil people who have a different agenda. In fact, these people are dedicated to population control. They think there are too many people in the world. We have an interview with one of these, the doctor who heard Dr. Richard Day of Planned Parenthood talking back in 1969, saying there are too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer, after all. They're going to have to die of something, and they might as well die of cancer. How could anybody be that crass and indifferent to human suffering? If you've ever seen anybody die of cancer, it's a horrible way. But there really are evil and wicked people out there. Incidentally, you can get the transcript of that interview or the entire interview. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Keith Howe. And our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Keith, are they doing this in other areas of the state or other parts of the country? Do you know?
They did last in 2008. I'm sure they are. I think Orange County and up Northern California. I would have to go to the website and see where they list where they're spraying, and you can find out this information. I don't know offhand about the other one.
No, tell us then, what website would people go to get the information?
Okay, let me see here.
All right.
Here it is. It's www.westnile.ca.gov/WNB_FAQS_BASICS.PHP.
Boy, that's awfully complicated.
Well, you can Google for the official state of California website on West Nile virus.
Okay, fine. So I think people should go there, get the information. They're doing this all over the state. What about Governor Schwarzenegger? Have you tried to contact him and ask him what the possible justification for on this? Is he concerned about the health of the people in this state?
Well, from what I understand, he did something good a year or two ago. He did pass a law that protected the schools from being sprayed. So he did do something positive about that. But unless I talked to the people at Pesticide Watch and I talked to the environmental attorney, and they said numbers is the answer. Unless you get numbers and get people riled up and get them calling by the hundreds and the thousands, nothing's going to take place.
And I think that's really true. They will do everything unless they know the people understand that they're damaging their lives and damaging their children. And this is the thing you have to stress. They love to talk about, oh, they're concerned about the children, you know. Really, they're doing immeasurable damage to our children. That's how they tried to sell the H1N1 false, phony vaccine, and, if we're concerned about the children, we're concerned about pregnant women. I don't know how many pregnant women's lives they destroyed, how many children will never be the same because of the massive toxic dose of mercury, because there were mercury in all of those vaccines, and they wanted children 6 months of age to take not one but two shots of the H1N1 vaccine within 6 weeks. One shot, and then another one 6 weeks later, and then the regular seasonal flu, so they were getting four mercury shots in 6 weeks, 100 times the dose of mercury that the EPA considered safe for that size of a child. And they knew exactly what they were doing. And it was all our concern about the children. They were doing everything they possibly could to destroy them. And so go up to the internet site, check it out, and get the information. Go to www.westnile.ca.gov, and maybe you can get to the website that way. Otherwise, certainly go to your search engine and try to get it. If you're out there in the listening audience and you find it's difficult to believe that there are people in government that would actually do things to harm the public, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I suspect if they're doing it in California, they're doing it all throughout the nation, and most people have no idea what they're doing. Certainly the chemtrails are not imaginary. They're real, and of course one of the things we know they're spraying is aluminum, and aluminum is one of the most toxic substances known to mankind. If you have any question about that, You'll certainly want to come to our all-day conference on the 6th, 17th of October, and we're going to have Dr. David Ayoub there, who has put together one of the most amazing talks on the danger of aluminum. And, of course, there's aluminum in almost every vaccine, and any even one shot of a vaccine is giving you toxic doses, and yet the average individual has no idea what they're doing to our children. Well, certainly, you know, is there are any people in the medical profession over there, Keith, concerned about this? Or anybody in the medical profession talking about it?
Not that I'm aware of. It boggles my mind that they're not. But it's like the chemtrails. You know, they're spraying overhead all day long, and nobody looks up. So, but there's a good article by E.G. Valianatos. He was a former EPA analyst, and it's called, this was written in 2006, Toxic Sprays Are a Political Issue. After a 1998 to 2003 moratorium on testing pesticides on humans, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is about to legalize the abhorrent practice of testing farm sprays on humans. And then they talk about the Nuremberg Code warns against falling back into the inhumane practice of making humans experimental animals, which our Congress did in 1997. It also says that governors have been requesting the EPA's permission for using untested or not completely approved pesticides. Sometimes the spraying of these materials under fake emergency provisions cover huge acreage in more than one state for a year or more. It's about time Americans become outraged about the EPA's unethical proclivities, downgrading our sense of justice while threatening our health and the environment. And this was a former EPA analyst said this.
Well, I'm not at all surprised. A lot of people work for the EPA are trying to get the information out, but if they put it out while they work for the government, they're going to lose their jobs, and they'll come after them and make their lives miserable. Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from Soquel, California. And then if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I've recently moved here from northern Minnesota, and they're doing the same spraying back there, and it seems that they're doing it around the Great Lakes near large bodies of water.
Now, is this the spraying for the West Nile virus or what?
Yeah, they were doing that up around the Great Lakes area, and then they were also spraying for various insects. They've also brought in various insects from other countries to try and control certain insect populations, and they've just mucked the whole thing up. First they brought in flies from Africa and mock ladybugs from Japan. They brought in all sorts of things to try and combat certain insects, and they've just drove the whole place wild now.
You know, many years ago, they brought the killer bees into Southern California. They were going to take care of something else. And, of course, now, of course, they're out of control. They're here in the United States. Why would you do all of these things? You know, why would you try to change nature? But, of course, they seem to believe that they can play God and get away with it. And I think they're creating tremendous problems. Well, thanks for letting us know about what's going spraying back there in your area. You should never be spraying populated areas. If you have a problem as far as certainly if farm products are concerned, spray the fields, but don't spray the populated areas. The people have no protection. Anything else you want to say, John?
No, that's about it. I just wanted to let you know the same thing is going on back in the Midwest.
All right, fine. Well, welcome to Soquel. You live in one of the most beautiful areas in the whole world.
All right, thank you.
God bless. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. And we've got now Tom, who's calling us from Santa Cruz, and we'll have Tom here in just a moment. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I have a comment for your guest. Very, very good, informative program. I did some research on this years ago, and this is what I can remember. The county board of supervisors, whoever's head of that, whatever is particular, they call the, you know, the person who is the top dog, has to give permission to a particular government agency, which I'm not going to say over the phone, but you can imagine who it is, because they contracted out to another agency, which is, was up in Canada, or a private firm, to do the spraying. And you don't do, so what you do is you have to file a lawsuit, but never do a class action suit. Because if you do a class action suit and you lose in court, that sets a precedent and you won't win. You have to have individuals who are familiar with doing lawsuits file individual suits against that county supervisor for giving permission to that particular government agency for contracting that out and not going through the all the necessary procedures, like you were saying, the preventative procedures, because there are long-term effects, but you can't tell right away. But right away, you're killing all the bees or you're killing all the ladybugs. But to keep it back in the legal realm, by filing a individual lawsuit against the head of the county board of supervisors, it has, by law, he has to give that signature, that permission. Then you can attach and sue him for all his assets, his house, his retirement, et cetera, et cetera. And that way, it could spread out, or it would start with him. And that's the only way, legally, you can really stop it.
Now, he will have some sort of insurance, I'm sure, but this is one way to dramatize it. Keith, have you talked to anybody on the Board of Supervisors?
That's exactly what he did. I talked to the head of the Board of Supervisors, and I was told that he was out of town, and he was on vacation. He was in the office.
Okay, well.
But I did get a hold of him.
Yeah.
And he blew me off with a one-sentence response and referred me to a guy in the agricultural department.
Right. See, so they're going to play jump rope.
Pass the potato.
Then what you're going to have to do, certainly is...
So I have a question. Were you recommending suing because he didn't get that informed consent?
Well,
when all the chemtrail
spraying started, and I really noticed it here in the Santa Cruz area, and notice, thank God, they're not doing it now because of this huge disaster in the Gulf. The skies have been cleaned.
I think we started on your exit 9500.
Okay, right. Because, yeah, you're talking, yeah. But anyways, what am I trying to get at here?
Supervisors. Maybe.
Oh, okay. This was the real official way of doing it is whenever you have, let's say, a lot of overriding of the rights of the community, you really have to get 100 to 200 people together in that county to study and learn law procedures, pro se law procedures, to where they can go in, because if you can't find an attorney to do it for you, and you never do class action, you all go in with all individual suits and just flood them with all these notices to deceased, et cetera, et cetera. And you can learn these procedures, and this is what is basically going to have to take for, you know, 100 people minimum to 200 people per county to get proficient in this. You can actually get these courses, learn them in about 5 weeks, and then the legal procedure courses you can get and learn those in about 3 days. They have people that will actually come out and tell your group how to do it. And that's kind of where I was at. I found out that, you know, that's the only way you can really crack it, because they're all in on this together. You know?
Well, basically, of course, we blocked the light brown apple moth spraying here, and basically they said, we're going to do it, we don't care what you say, it's perfectly safe. Well, we decided not to do it. And basically, it was simply because there was such an outcry from the people here in California, in the Santa Cruz area. And even though many of them are very liberal, they were on this issue, they were absolutely right, and they cared enough to be involved.
Right.
And that's really what it takes. We've got so many conservative people who just want to conserve all their money and just have a good time and just be left alone. Unfortunately, we cannot be left alone. We have to be involved. I agree. And, Tom, I'm pleased you got this information.
That's basically what the procedures everyone's going to eventually have to do.
Right.
Yeah, it's not that difficult to learn.
All right, fine. And what you just need is a lot more help there, Keith, and I hope you can get a group of 50 to 100 people over there in San Jose, and you're going to keep us appraised of what's going on.
Yeah, the sad part about San Jose, that's where all the original beautiful fruit trees were. They did it right there.
Not anymore.
Nope. Well, all right, God bless, and thanks so much for calling.
Okay, anything?
Bye-bye. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, Keith, I want you to put out your email again so people can get in touch with you.
Well, my email is tahac408@yahoo.com.
Well, now, how are people going to remember that?
I don't know. They can,
do it one more time.
They have to write it down.
Okay.
tahac408@yahoo.com. That's tahac408@yahoo.com.
All right. Would they be able to find you with a search engine?
No, but what they can do is they can get a hold of Elizabeth at pesticidewatch.org. That's easier to remember, and she's helping us to coordinate all this stuff.
All right, fine. Now, are they having problems up there in San Francisco? Are they trying to spray there as well?
You can ask her. I don't know.
All right, but they have a pretty good organization up there.
Yes, they've been around for a while, and I think they're pretty big. So it may be in more areas than just the Bay Area.
Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying the health of the American people all across America. And if you have any question at all, I suggest you go up on the Internet and to your search engine and just type in population control agenda. Now, something I wrote a decade and a half ago, but it's still one of the best things up there. The population control agenda, and it's available for nothing on the Internet. If you need to, of course, you can get you can contact us. If you get anything else, just ask for a free copy. We'll send it to you. But you need to understand there really are people who have a different worldview, and they believe there are too many people in the world, and they really want to kill off the majority of them. And you say, that's madness. Why would anybody? I mean, nobody would be like that. And I would say, well, but what about the Germans? The Germans in the concentration camps. These were educated, intelligent people. Why did they do the terrible things that they did? Could it be that we have people in America who see nothing wrong with what the Nazis did? In fact, that the CIA actually helped many of those Nazi criminals to escape to South America through the rat line. And if you doubt that happened, go up on the Internet and your search engine and put in the rat line, R-A-T line, the CIA. And of course, you'll find out that the CIA and MI6 and the contingent within the Vatican helped 10,000, perhaps many more, but at least 10,000 of the most vicious Nazis to escape to South America. And, of course, we concealed their location from the Jewish Nazi hunters who were trying to track them down. Why would that have happened? And if it did happen, why doesn't everybody know that it happened? Keith, go ahead. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I'd like to, you're talking about Nazi, I'd like to point out that this pesticide that they're using tomorrow, Pyrenone 25-5, is made by Bayer Corporation, which was affiliated with IG Farben, and they made Zyklon B in order to kill people, okay, in the showers during World War II. So the same company that made these pesticides to kill people are making the pesticides they're spraying on us here today. Now, I have an article I wrote. You can Google search pesticide or genocide, human experimentation on U.S. citizens. And I have references on the end that you can click onto each URL and get a lot of this information from there.
No, that's his name, Dr. Keith Howe. So you could put in Keith Howe in your search engine and then pesticides. You can get it that way.
Yeah.
Keith Howe pesticides, if it's up on the net, why you can get it. Search engines are wonderful things. But remember, of course, they're watching you as well. We'll be right back. Well, Keith, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. I hope you'll get some of your people over there listening to our programs. Of course, we cover a lot of things besides.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
The graph is probably one of the best things you get. It's available free on the Internet. Now, it's really so much outdated. There's so much more, but it's the best thing available now. One of these days, we'll get around to updating it, but it still is very valid in what it says. We have an excellent DVD put out by Alex Jones on population control. It's called The End Game. We have certainly my DVD on planned population reduction, a two-and-a-half-hour talk we gave for the Prophecy Club. We have my talk, None Dare, Call It Genocide, A Brief Approach to the Whole Idea of Mass Genocide. And it is genocide, ladies and gentlemen. They really are killing people throughout the world today. That's why they outlawed DDT, because, of course, it was saving the lives of so many people who otherwise would have died of malaria. And by outlawing DDT, now they're dying of malaria. 300 million to 500 million people every year contract malaria totally unnecessarily. They tell us a million dies, probably closer to 3 million, but they don't really care. They really want to reduce the world population. That's what AIDS is all about. That's what so many of the diseases, the new diseases that come along, are all about. Ebola, Marburg's disease. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. We certainly have the three DVDs, Planned Population Reduction, None Dare Call It Genocide, and Population Control. We've got a great four-tape set on population control. We go into the background of DDT. It was the safest insecticide. You could spray that very, very readily if you really had a problem. But, of course, they outlawed that so they could bring in much more toxic ones. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. And then, of course, we takes you right into sustainable development and takes you into the Georgia Guidestones. And certainly you need to get our syllabus on sustainable development, because, of course, in that is my population control agenda monograph. And then, of course, the new Ten Commandments. It's called the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, the wealthiest man, one of the three or four wealthiest men in the entire world, certainly the wealthiest man in the United States. And the Earth Charter talks about the necessity of equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's why they're sending our jobs and our wealth overseas, why we're having to borrow money every single day, about $5 billion, and yet we're sending all sorts of money to other countries, fighting a totally needless war over in Afghanistan. But that's a subject for a different night. But the only reason we're fighting over there is to kill Americans, to kill Afghans, and, of course, to bankrupt this nation. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense, because that's exactly what they're doing. And they know what they're doing, but they have an intense hatred for this country, because their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, a one-world government, the destruction of Christianity, and a one-world religion, with the worship of what they believe is the true God, and that is Lucifer. And if you doubt that, you certainly need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read what they say about who the true God is. Why would anybody want to do that? Well, they've given their heart over to the dark side, as Albert Pike said. Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, son of the morning, is it he who with his brilliance intolerable, blinds selfless or selfish souls? Doubt it not. For traditions contain divine revelations and initiatives, and that's what it's all about. It's about the worship of Lucifer. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 21 July 2010 radio show at the Power Hour. This is your host, Jerry Smiley, and I am so thrilled to have you here today so we can talk truth. That's right. Let's talk about what really is happening. And I think the world got snookered yesterday with the story of Shirley Sherrod. And we need to talk about that today. Major, because of the fact one network seemed to try to create the racism. That's right. One network seemed to be leading the pack in creating a racist approach to an issue, which we brought to you yesterday. Given the fact that Shirley Sherrod, who had worked for the Department of Agriculture for many, many years, made a statement, and that statement got her removed from her job. We'll talk about that today because that is major, absolutely major, especially when you find out who has the major black eye. Which network today has the major black eye as a result of that story? I want to thank Evelyn, our Power Ranger, for providing a really good story on that subject. Well, the oil well is leaking, at least in 5 places. I'll tell you what Thad Allen says. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good also because of the fact that there's 2, not one, but 2 tropical storms that appear to be moving in that direction that just might turn into tropical depressions. Big secret government. Washington Post story that came out this week after 2 years of investigation. Surprise, surprise, they have a great big huge secret government that we don't know anything about. Oh, we're shocked, aren't we? I don't know that it's any secret to us, but I think there's a hidden agenda to this story, and I'll tell you what I think it is. It's the worst flooding in 160 years. Why? I mean, why doesn't anybody ever ask why? It's kind of like, well, one out of every three people now has diabetes. Okay, let's just get out the insulin and give it to them. No, no, where's the why? Does one out of every three people have insulin-dependent diabetes or type 2 diabetes? Why? No one asked that question. There's a rash of arthritis. Everybody's getting arthritis. Why are they getting arthritis? Nobody asked the question, including your doctor who says, here's a prescription. Now, the side effects are pretty serious. One is you may die of a heart attack within the next 3 years, but you won't have a lot of pain at the same time. What are they thinking? How do we get deluded into these systems of thought where we don't ask any questions, we just go, oh, okay, whatever you say. Response from a gentleman who did not like the fact that I covered that Hyundai commercial. We'll talk about some of the responses we've had to some issues and what you are asking as listeners. And then a little bit later, we're going to ask the question, what do you want to know at the Power Hour? What is it you would like to hear? We have some new ideas for programming here. A lot of people just say, oh, I like it just the way it is. Well, that's very kind of you, and we appreciate that, but we can always get better. Everyone can get better, and we can always add more to the programming that we have at the Power Hour. Though, I'll tell you, Marie does an awesome job. Today, we're going to be talking to Gary Wood in the second hour, because Gary Wood is representing a family who is under a gag order that can't speak to us. The Hartman Dairy Farm. We're going to be talking about his legal representation to these people and the continuous amount of attacks on small farms. Then, in the third hour, Doreen Hannes will be joining us. Doreen, as you know, has been involved in fighting off NAIS, among other things. Well, she's going to talk about the court rulings also, and people that are just trying to supply their own food. What a crime. What a crime. We got lots of news to talk about today, lots of tidbits. Did you hear about the new Navy laser that can shoot down drones? Oh, what an accomplishment. And where do you think those drones are going to be? We'll talk about the European bank stress test also. Stay tuned. We'll be back. 3 minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Ryan. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, RollingPapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, RollingPapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at RollingPapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at RollingPapers.com. No minimum purchase.